Hi, Sander. How are you?
Just terrific. And yourself?
Always so happy to talk to you. And good. This is something we definitely need to know, which is, what are some of the secrets to mid-career success?
Well, there's been a lot of talk about some of the things that one has to do to move on. But there was a very, very interesting article in the Wall Street Journal recently that I'd like to share with our listeners. It was written by someone named Michael Malone, who was the dean's executive professor at Santa Clara. And he interviewed for the piece in the Wall Street Journal two very successful leaders. One is Anil Singhai, who was actually born in India, but he emigrated to the U.S. before starting his company called NetScout System. He started it in 1984, believe it or not. And NetScout, of course, helps firms and the government agencies manage information technology networks. And he has a lot of people under him. The second person that he interviewed, fascinating, John Hennessy. John is a Silicon Valley icon and was very successful as an engineering professor at Stanford before being promoted in quick succession to department head, then to dean, then to provost, and now he is the president of the university. Stanford, can you believe this? And he's in the show with us to chat about how he was able to move ahead from an engineering professor to become the president of one of the great universities here in the U.S. So we'll start with, you can please come in anytime you want to, but let's start with the viewers, Anil Singhai. So as part of Singhai's management strategy, he has helped top young employees make the transition to a mid-career success. And in particular, he believes that employees' primary skills can take them only so far. So what he's saying is, based on his experience, and have a lot of people under him, skills, yeah, sure, you can be a great analyst, you can be a great computer scientist, but that's only going to take you so far. And the experience, you know, he also talks about the talents by which you earned your college degree and first made your professional reputation can drive success for the first 10 years of a career. And after that, secondary skills, the social qualities like the ability to interact well with colleagues, become the key to continued success. This we've discussed before, it's in my book as well. It's really the key to getting the best out of your folks, number one, getting the best out of them, and keep mentoring them, tutoring them if they're worthwhile. If not, they'll stay average, they'll be a good online marketer, and that's it. That's where it's going to stop. So what Singhai is saying, that unless you can move into a mentorship role, that's one of the key things. You have to be liked and respected and get into this role, the mentorship role, so you can help young folks. That's the Singhai's wish. Facing a career plateau is hard, obviously, especially for star employees, but developing the ability to lead creates an avenue for sustained success. Very, very important. We discussed that before, different ways to lead, right? But it's always about them, not you, and it's always about getting the best out of them. So now let's go to what Hennessy has said. So Hennessy is very honest with the interviewer. I had to learn a new set of skills in a very short time, given the different jobs that he had and his desire to move forward. And the skills were more social than technical. And let me quote him here. When you move from the field in which you built your career and step into leadership, your technical talent becomes less important, and the data becomes just another tool. Now, I found that interesting, that no matter how good you are technically, the thing that your superior looks for is obviously your leadership skills, right? I found that interesting. So in early, mid-career is what the show is all about, professionals have to develop the ability to bring people together and become mentors. They must learn how to unify a team around a single vision, and the ability to tell appropriate, compelling, and inspiring stories. Now, that's something that I learned a while ago. You have to have a library of good, inspiring stories to share with your people. They love those stories. For the commencement address that I'm scheduled to give at Ohio State in May, I have that. I have a listing of some inspiring stories for them.
I'd like to just interject here and just say that it is really difficult, just generally, to lead without being able to inspire, because people really need that sense of, wow, this is possible.
Right.
Particularly in the world that we're living in, where, you know, obviously more money is made on what's not possible.
Yeah. Yes. And again, you know, he says skills, these skills that we're talking about, they won't develop on their own. They must be actively cultivated. You have to work on it. And it's tough. I mean, you have to work on leadership on a constant basis. Read a lot about them. Listen to great leadership speakers and all that. And that's one of the reasons why even students who are preparing to enter technical and scientific fields should pursue a well-rounded education, including the liberal arts. Now, you don't hear this anymore. You hear from the deans, you're going to analytics, you're going into financial management, you're going into computer science, you're going to AI, but you never read that, you know, you need a well-rounded education, including the liberal arts, because, you know, very few people now are majoring in just liberal arts. The jobs are in the more technical area, you know, the computer, AI, and all that. So this is interesting coming from Hennessy, right? Get more liberal arts education. I encourage my students, you know, English, history makes you more interesting to speak with, you know, when you're in that field, right?
And this has just been truly alarming in the last, over the last, I would say, 15 years or so. And what is fascinating is that there are people who are, irrespective of what we are saying, raising their kids in a fully well-rounded, creative way. And creative, I don't mean irresponsible. I just mean, you got to know how. Not even good English. You have to know how to do this. You have to know who this artist is. You have to know you have to have some exposure to theater, to visual arts, to something other than it's almost
engineering.
Just, yeah.
Yes, right.
And you know,
Hennessy's
it's almost
book, by the way, is Hennessy's book, Jill, will be out soon, and the key thing he says in the book, chapter is a mediocre technologist who is open to learning can become a great corporate exec, while a superstar scientist can turn out to be a lousy boss. Now, I've had that working for me, very smart from a technical point of view, very good with clients, but people did not want to work for him. Did not want to work for him because he turned out to be a lousy boss. He was a superstar, but a superstar scientist insofar as clients were concerned. But brother, a lousy boss, and we lost a lot of good people who refused to work for him.
And I just have to say, I'm pretty sure that happens more often than not because, scientists, really good, totally committed scientists,
sure.
And this goes back to the beginning of time, I'm really sorry, are so focused on their lab that their children could be growing, in their projects that more often than not, and as I say, this has already happened, their children could grow three heads and they wouldn't give it a second thought because their focus was, the bridging that sort of focus and interest into a human interaction isn't always, it's not even always an easy fit. It's pretty rare that you get those two things together. So it's almost as though I would say the question is more, do you make the effort? But certainly in training your youth, you've got to offer some balance and then let them go off and specialize.
Right. As Mr. Sangai does point out in his book, communications and leadership are multi-interesting. You must have it. They help make the whole team more valuable. So he says you got to practice your communications. Do that in a very, very classy way with your people, and work on your leadership skills. Get yourself a good mentor and work on those leadership skills. It's key. So I thought this would be interesting, the secret to mid-career success. It's not technical. It's about communications, telling good stories to them that they will appreciate, and all that, So I thought this would be interesting for the folks of young people coming up, and young people who are listening to this as well, mid-career, who may be stuck in a job that may be very good from a technical point of view, but they are stuck in the job and they're not moving. And now we know the reason why.
Thank you very much, Sander Flom, Leader's Edge.
Thank you, Jill.